I've been an environmentalist since before I can remember. It started with recycling. Then I started lecturing my friends and family about how we are all connected to the earth, from the trees that help us breathe to the animals we eat. But what gets me is whenever I tell my brother, "Don't throw your trash in the ground," or "Do you really need that bag of chips?" he'll always say, "Why are you coming at me with that white people stuff?" Don't tell him I said so, but my brother's got a point. When you see an environmentalist on TV, it's usually a bald white guy with a PhD at the end of his name lecturing about how we need to save the polar bears or stop the ice caps from melting. Don't get me wrong, I love some of these guys. Like my favorite, David Brower. He said, "We're not inheriting the land from our fathers, but we're borrowing it from our children." My thing is getting my friends and family to hear that message from me, a hippie black girl still in high school. And so I look to Van Jones as a role model. He's pushed for training city youth to do things like install solar panels and plant urban gardens. And now he's President Obama's advisor on green jobs. Jones is middle-aged and has a fancy degree from Yale, but he's also black and engaging young people like me. He's famous for making the environmental movement more fashionable for more people. He calls it "Green is the New Black." So my passion is making black the new green, too. I want to empower folks like my brother to realize the diversity of the green movement. So he puts his own orange peels in the compost bin, and I don't even have to remind him. With a perspective, I'm Amina James.